This is the Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And now we need you to join the show to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you haven't played in the last 30 days, give us a shot today. I do warn you, it would help if you were paying attention to things in the news this week, because that's what the Harris Challenge is all about, with a little bit of the weekend holiday thrown in. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, those are the phone numbers. The Harris Challenge is brought to you, why do I have to tell you those are the phone numbers? Like, you don't understand what a phone number is.
Why did he just tell me those random numbers?
He was just telling me 7 digits or 10 digits, and I don't know exactly what they were.
I think that Paul is off his rocker.
Is that some sort of code? Is he giving out his Social Security number? Is it a LifeLock commercial?
Are
what
they
was
Powerball
that?
Numbers?
Are those next week's winning Powerball numbers? Yes, that's what they were. 314-969-KTRS. Try playing that on Powerball next week, and if it wins, we'll split the proceeds. All right, let's move on to our first contestant today. Hello, JT.
Hello.
Hi, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, I didn't win Powerball, so maybe I'll get lucky here.
All right. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer, and we'll see which questions come spilling out. They are always led by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or you can have Category 2, Valentine's Day. Or Category 3, Names in the News. Which one sounds good to you?
I feel most comfortable with number 2, Valentine's.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I always recap this because we have people tuning in who may not have heard the challenge before. So I'm going to ask JT 5 questions over the course of a minute. He can pass on questions and come back and answer them later if he has time before the buzzer sounds at 60 seconds, because that's when I'll tally up the points. The 1, the 2, the 3, the 4, and the 5-pointer. We'll see how many he gets. Doesn't have to get them all. Just has to get more than half of the points to get a win. That's 8 or more to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
All right, Paul, we have 1 dozen. Free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Is there a little king cake baby inside one of the donuts?
Oh, there might be. There might be for Mardi Gras.
King cake.
They have two locations. One in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also from Werenberg Theaters.
You weren't expecting the king cakes.
No, I wasn't. We have free passes for Werenberg Theaters.
Yes, we do.
You may want to pick Project Almanac or Jupiter Ascending.
King cakes.
Or we have a free bowling party.
You left the 7-pin.
Oh, man. Available at Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton or Crest Bowl in Florissant. And with that, you get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people on one lane, and you get a 1 large, 1 topping pizza from Brickhouse Pizza Company.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about this and saying, go in there and ask for an even number of shoes. There are some places that'll give you 5 shoes or 7 shoes. No, you bring 6 people in, they're going to give you 12 shoes. I got an email from a woman named Elizabeth who says, I have a son who's an amputee, and we didn't think that was very funny.
Really?
Yes. And so I apologize. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody who's disabled in any way. Just pointing out that you can get the full complement of shoes, or any number up to that, when you go to either of those bowling alleys.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
People do get a little sensitive about things, and I understand that.
I understand people getting sensitive, but we don't mean to deliberately do anything.
So you can have any of those prizes or all of them if you get all the questions right. That would be a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
JT, here we go with your category Valentine's Day. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
In what city did the notorious Valentine's Day massacre take place in 1929?
Boston.
Chicago. Who buys more Valentine's Day cards, men or women?
Women.
Yeah, 85%. What profession receives the most Valentine's cards?
What profession?
Yeah.
Office worker?
Teachers. Where did the Valentine's Day tradition begin? England, France, or the U.S.?
England.
Correct. What do 15% of women do on Valentine's Day? Send themselves flowers, eat dinner alone, or buy chocolate?
Buy chocolate.
Send themselves flowers.
I didn't make it.
No, you didn't. You got the 2 and the 4, and that's only 6 points, so the tails side of the coin. If the head side is the prize, the tail side is the punishment. And since it is Valentine's weekend, I thought, let's use some nice, tender, classic rock ballad about love. Oh. And let's have it performed by one of America's great vocalists, Mr. James Carey.
When the truth is found to be
that's enough for you, JT. Sorry you didn't win.
Is that available on iTunes?
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
Take it easy.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Here comes contestant number 2. It says up here your name is Maverick.
That's right.
Okay. Are you a part-time stripper?
Not for you to know.
Are you a cast member from the movie Top Gun?
No, I had it long before he came along.
All right, well, then tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. I'm curious, why were you named Maverick?
They don't follow the rules.
Okay.
It's 2 months to baseball season, 2 months and 1 day to the end of the Cubs season. Go, Cards.
Very good.
All right, let's turn on this. Oh, we already turned on the semi-random category computer. We know what's out there, because I can see the first two categories right here. Have you been paying attention? Or names in the news? And our new third category, the name is love.
The name is love.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Maverick, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which actress starred on the TV series The Ghost Whisperer and was in the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Correct. Which actress and rocker co-starred with Woody Harrelson in The People vs. Larry Flint?
Courtney Love.
Correct. Which singer performed Christmas Baby Please Come Home on David Letterman's show for 28 years in a row?
Pass.
What was the name of the alter ego of both Eddie Murphy and Jerry Lewis's Nutty Professor?
Buddy Love.
Correct. Which of these actors did not appear in the movie Love Actually? Colin Firth, Russell Brand, Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Russell Brand. Back to the three-pointer. Which singer performed Christmas Baby Please Come Home on David Letterman's show 28 years in a row?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know.
Her name is Darlene Love, and she says she says she'll never perform it on another late night show. But people said, you'll never sing the song again? No, I'll sing it again, just not on another late night show. So, So you got Jennifer Love Hewitt for 1, Courtney Love for 2, and Buddy Love for 4. But unfortunately, that totals out to only 7 points, Maverick.
Lead on me.
Here comes our double punishment day. Hold it right there. I have a feeling we may have to come back to it. Thanks for playing. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
Here comes our third contestant. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I have to say hi to my wife, Andrea, and my boys, Alex and Zach.
Okay. Have you been paying attention? Names in the news or not just the sports pages?
Not just the sports pages.
All right, 60 seconds. This is about guys who have made news for things above and beyond the sports pages recently. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What college basketball team did Jerry Charkanian, who died this week, coach to the national championship in 1990? UNLV running Rebels is right. Who said this week, quote, my play and scores are not acceptable for tournament golf? So he's taking a break.
Tiger Woods.
Correct. Which NFL player wrote an open letter to Baltimore today saying, quote, there is no excuse for domestic violence and I apologize for the horrible mistake I made?
Oh, I'll pass on that. I'll come back.
Which former St. Louis Cardinal will appear on the next season of The Real Housewives of Orange County?
St. Louis football Cardinal?
Nope. Baseball.
Fizio.
Jim Edmonds. Which Little League baseball team had its title stripped because it had ineligible players on its squad?
The Chicago team.
Yeah, what were they called?
Oh, the Chicago team.
No. You know what? I'm going to ask the judges, can we accept the generic, the Chicago team?
No, I don't think so.
No, they say, we needed you to say Jackie Robinson West.
Okay.
And it was Ray Rice who wrote that open letter to Baltimore today.
I didn't make it. Tries
to get back into the NFL. No, you didn't. You only got the one and the two, and that's punishment time for you, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for playing. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Please don't be a quadruple punishment day. Please don't be a quadruple punishment day. Please don't be a quadruple punishment day. Mark.
Oh, my God. I feel the pressure of the world on me right now.
Yeah. Tell us about yourself. Plug whoever you like and whatever you like.
Be careful there. It's Valentine's weekend, so I won't plug anybody if I'm lucky. How about that?
All right. Well, if you do,
let's just redeem all the guys before me. How about that?
Okay. By the way, you kids listening in, practice safe plugging.
Yes.
You know, just a public service message. The more you know. Which category would you like, Mark? We have you been paying attention or names in the news?
Have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state has a federal judge ruled that local probate judges cannot refuse to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples?
New York.
Alabama. According to new research on the Journal of Fluid Mechanics, how many licks does it take to get to the middle of an average lollipop? 100, 1,000, or 5,000?
1,000.
Correct. Where has a state legislator proposed a ban on yoga pants? Kansas, Mississippi, or Montana?
Montana.
Correct. In what country did 26 prisoners escape from jail after two women showed up in skimpy cop costumes and got the guards drunk? Brazil, Panama, or Ecuador?
Brazil.
Correct. Which Supreme Court justice admitted to falling asleep during President Obama's State of the Union address after having some wine at dinner beforehand?
Roberts.
It was Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah. Okay.
She's 81 years old, and apparently she and a couple of the other justices went to dinner beforehand. One of them ordered a bottle of wine, and she had a couple of glasses. And then it was lights out while the president was speaking. But you didn't need that because you got the two, you got the three, you got the four. By the way, that Brazil story, I just want to go into a little bit more detail on this. Two women dressed in skimpy, sexy police officer costumes showed up at a prison in a small Brazilian town yesterday. They talked the guards into letting them inside and seduced them, then spiked their drinks. And what happened next is what you might expect when strangers in lingerie appear unannounced at your workplace. The guards were found the next morning naked and handcuffed with little recognition of the night before. And 26 prisoners had escaped from the prison. Yeah.
That's whoops. Great. That's great.
Yeah, that's according to CNN. You got yourself 9 points, Mark, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And we'll bring in our final contestant, another guy by the name of Jim. Hello.
How are you, Paul?
Good. 5 seconds to plug whatever you like.
Just looking forward to the Golf Expo this weekend.
Oh.
St. Charles.
I should have known that was going on since we gave away tickets to it. Yeah, it's in St. Charles this weekend. All right. Names in the news is our only category left.
I'll take it.
60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who announced this week that he will leave the Daily Show anchor desk later this year?
Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart is right. Whose job did Lester Holt take over this week?
I
Brian Williams.
Correct. Which 60 Minutes correspondent died this week in a car accident at age 73?
Bob Simon.
Correct. Which prisoner's wedding was called off after he found out his fiancé only wanted his body to display for profit after his death?
Charles Manson.
Correct. Which astronaut's widow found a white cloth bag in the closet full of items from the Apollo 11 mission to the moon, which are now on display at the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum?
Neil Armstrong.
That would be the opposite of punishment, ladies and gentlemen. Jim gets them all right for the clean sweep and all the prizes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very nicely done. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prize. By the way, when Jon Stewart gives up his anchor desk later this week, Jimmy Kimmel will have the longest-running show in late night.
Wow.
Conan O'Brien has been on longer, but it's not the same show. You know, he was on NBC late night, then he was on The Tonight Show, now he's on TBS, so it's not continuous with the same show. Jimmy Kimmel Live has been on the air since 2003, longer than any of the other people in late night these days. That's a pretty remarkable statement. We play the Harris Challenge every weekday, well, not every weekday. I'd be exhausted if it was every weekday. We play it every Friday at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.